countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Coming up between now and 9 o'clock, Phil Coulter getting over life in lockdown, Dara McCullough on his new book about farming, turning from a jackeen into a colchi, and Mairead McGuinness's big week ahead.
Text 51551, email countrywide at rte.ie and tweet at RTE Countrywide.
But first, we are in the middle of the apple picking season, and as the leaves begin to fall, it's time for apples to be picked. And I'm here in a part of the country that's synonymous with apple growing. Now, Armagh is known as the Orchard County, but down here in southeast Tipperary between Care and Clonmel, there's a lot of apple orchards. And I've come to one well-known apple grower to find out how the season is going so far.
For over half a century, the Trass family have been growing apples commercially here on what is simply called the Apple Farm.
Good morning, Damien. You're very welcome to the Apple Farm.
Which comprises 40 acres of mixed orchards, along with soft fruits, a juicing factory and a farm shop.
There's a lot of apple orchards in, you know, around the South Tipperary area, and then also across the border in Waterford and Kilkenny and so on. So we're fairly close to the centre of it here.
Today, the farm along the Limerick-Waterford Road is run by Contrass.
Well, will you tell me a little bit more about the history of the farm here, Con?
Sure, yeah. My parents came to Ireland in the late 1960s. They were from Holland originally, and they were involved in apple growing in Holland, and they were looking for opportunities to grow somewhere else. At that time, there were a lot of young people who were trained in farming in the Netherlands, and obviously there wasn't, while they were making more land there at that time, you know, it was still limited. So a lot of people of their generation emigrated from Holland to go farming in other countries. People went to the US and Canada, some came here to Ireland, Australia, New Zealand and so on. So they ended up coming here and buying this farm, which at the time was owned by an electrician. It wasn't a fruit farm at that time. The electrician, would you believe, was actually emigrating, and he had the farm on sale and they just happened to buy it.
You're running the business now, so as to say, the apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Yes, I suppose that's true, although I took a few diversions along the way, but I'm definitely here now doing it, absolutely.
All right, shall we go up to the orchard?
Yes, let's do that.
So, Con, we've arrived up here to the Garden of Eden, if we can call it that. Yeah. Tell me about the different varieties of apples you have growing here.
Yeah, so I suppose on the farm in general, we have about 15 different varieties of eating apples. That's partly because we have cookers and eaters, and also then because there are some that ripen early and some that ripen later, so we need a sequence to get us through August and September. We're now, at the end of September, and we're going to be picking our main crop apples very shortly. So the ones we're looking at here at the moment are Elstars. They're what we'll be picking, I suppose, come next week.
It used to be said that an apple is ripe for picking if you twist it a little bit and it breaks off the branch. Is that still the way to go?
Yeah, it should nearly fall off into your hand. If you really have to tug at it to get it off, it's underripe. And, you know, if it's underripe, it'll never taste as nice, obviously, as if it ripens on the tree.
So how long does it take an apple to grow?
So an apple itself, what happens is that usually around St. Patrick's Day, you come out and you look at the trees and the buds are beginning to open and you get the first leaves. And then within maybe 3-4 weeks of that, the flowers open. So you have flowers in April or May. And then those flowers are what get pollinated by the insects. The bit at the bottom of the flower, you know, begins to expand and eventually it begins to look like an apple. And that keeps on growing until it becomes a full-sized apple. So it takes about 6 months from when you have the flower on, the start of the apple, until the apple is fully grown. So each apple takes about 6 months to grow.
How do you assess this year's harvest so far?
So we had a really, really good crop of cooking apples, which we've just finished picking. The cooking apple crop has picked out heavier than people expected. And that would mean, you know, crops maybe 20 tons to the acre. So that, you know, it's a sizable amount of material that you're harvesting from an acre, especially when you're picking it by hand. The eating apples where we're standing at the moment are a bit lighter than that. we did have some frost in May, and the cooking apples don't, you know, seem to have survived it better than eating apples. So where you're standing here, you see some trees with quite a lot of apples, and then some trees with rather fewer apples.
Well, Con, they say the proof is in the eating. Are these apples here on this tree, are they ready for eating? And
yeah, I think if you wanted to try and pick one of those and taste it, you should be reasonably happy with it, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going... Well, my face isn't scrunching up because of it being bitter. It's lovely and sweet, actually.
Yeah, I think you've taken too big a bite, maybe.
I have. But I'm hungry.
There's a permanent staff of around 20 plus seasonal pickers working on the apple farm. Back in the yard, the apples are packed and stored, and juices are bottled for sale at farmers' markets and in restaurants alongside the on-site farm shop.
So today we're making large bottles, which we'll be selling here in the shop. But we'd make quite a lot of small, single-serve size bottles, like 250 mils, and independent cafes would either buy them from us or via a distributor or wholesaler and sell them, you know, to people who win for a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, bars, and that would buy the cider and so on as well that we can bottle here also.
So have you been hit a little bit by the...
In the period of lockdown, all that stopped immediately, if you know what I mean. But to be fair, most of those customers are now buying again.
So, Con, we're back outside now here, and I'm just looking around at all the crates of apples here and wondering where do they go? Can you quantify the size of the apple market in this country?
In Ireland, you know, the domestic apple growers in Ireland supply between about 5 and 10% of the total apple market in Ireland every year. So the majority of apples are obviously imported. The value of the market at retail level is about 120 million euros every year. So that would say that the value of the Irish apples that are sold might be maybe 10 million euros a year, and the rest are imported. There's about 40 growers growing apples, but you know, I suppose most of those apples that we're talking about, that 10 million euros worth, would probably be grown by the larger ones of the growers. Maybe there's maybe 8 or 10 of those. So that gives you kind of an idea of the size of it. It covers about 2,000 acres altogether in the Republic of Ireland. And I haven't included the Armagh figures in the total figures I've given, but they would have more than double what's in the south altogether.
Right. Con, it's great to see a local enterprise like this, you know, out in the countryside doing so well. And hopefully we'll see you back at the farmers' markets, and 2021 will be a better year for us all, fingers crossed. And thanks very much for chatting to us, and I wish you all the very best over the next few weeks of the rest of the harvest.
Thank you very much, Damien. It's going well so far, and I hope it keeps going that way. So thanks for calling.
Yeah, that was Con Trass there of the Apple Farm near Kerr in County Tipperary. And actually this weekend the nearby Clonmel Apple Festival is continuing with lots of online events and Zoom talks, which you can actually be part of as well. So if you go to clonmelapplefest.ie, you can find out a lot more about what's going on. Like everything else, obviously there's not much physically happening, but certainly an awful lot online. And thanks to Con there, who's busy at the moment, for having me on the farm yesterday.